he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Are you a nervous gift giver? Do you ever worry that that gift that you bought is not quite right for the recipient? And do you watch their eyes as they unwrap the gift, wondering, what will they say? And do you hope not to hear responses like this? Oh, you shouldn't have! Which just might mean, oh, I wish you wouldn't have. Or how about this one? Oh, isn't this a surprise? Or how about this one? Are you sure this is for me? Which could mean this is really inappropriate. Okay, this is the worst one for me. I'm a size medium, not a large. After all, not everyone is a gracious gift recipient, nor is everyone a skilled gift giver. That's the way it is with the gift of love sometimes. Not everyone receives it well in every circumstance. Adoptive parents might tell you that sometimes their adoptive child has a difficulty receiving their love. They can be turning aside for reasons that she might not even be able to express to her parents because she doesn't even know why she is rejecting their love or seeming to reject their love or not accepting it and receiving it in the way that it's intended. I don't think you have to be an adoptive parent for that. It's tough. Well, consider this. Maybe this will happen to you, or maybe it has happened to you. Have you ever received a gift from someone that you weren't expecting and you didn't have a gift to give to them? And maybe it was a gift that was just so generous, it was overwhelming. You didn't know how to react. In fact, you're almost embarrassed to receive it. You ever receive that at Christmas or some other time? I have. And perhaps it seems like it's just too much. It's too expensive. It's too extravagant for me. And you feel like, I can't accept this. It's too much. It's just too much. Well, if you said that, what was the look on the gift giver's face? Puzzled? Quizzical? Hurt, maybe? And maybe you heard something like this. Please, I want to do this. I want to do this for you. I love you. So, still sensing the extravagance of the gift, still being overwhelmed by it, maybe, you didn't know what to say. So you just simply said, thank you. Thank you. And now, imagine the look on the gift giver's face. You could see it in your mind's eye, right? You see the smile. The smile of love given and received. You see what's behind that smile. The smile of accepted love. The love that's in their heart for you. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, unless we are overcome and overwhelmed by God's love for us, we don't really get it. We don't understand how much our God loves us. And if we don't understand that, our understanding of Christianity is shallow. You see, it's not so much how much we love God and how much we try to love God. It's how much He loves you. So much that the Father gave His only Son for you. Now these days, sometimes that Father-Son language can put some people off. I get that. But the love that the Father has for the Son is crucial to our Christian faith, our Trinitarian faith. Because it expresses two things. Number one, it expresses the relationship within the Godhead. That familial, loving relationship between the Father and the Son. And that crazy uncle, the Holy Spirit. I don't know what you call it. That's how much they love each other. And then, when you understand that, that love that the Father has for the Son, then, you understand how much of a sacrifice it was for the Father to give His Son for you. For you. Because He loves you. Notice that John says, "In this is love, not that we have loved God, not that we have loved God, but that He loved us this much. Simply loving God and simply loving our neighbor, well, that's not all there is to Christianity. That's the law. Love God and love your neighbor. It's a summary of the law. But if you only have that, you're missing Christianity. Christianity is what God does for you. The love that He has for you so that He sent His only Son to die on the cross for you. So that you would not perish but have eternal life. That's the gospel. That is what Christianity is about. That wonderful gift that He has for you. In 1927, there was an American writer, Thornton Wilder, and he wrote a book called The Bridge at San Luis Rey. And he won the Pulitzer Prize for it. In this novel, Brother Juniper, witnesses the collapse of a bridge in Peru. 5 people were on that bridge. He saw this happen. And he had this question, why? Why these 5 people? Could have been anybody else walking across that bridge that day. Why these 5? So he goes and he investigates and he searches and he looks and he tries to find out why. Why these 5? He doesn't figure it out. But what he finds out is that each one of these 5 was loved by someone. And he sees the stories of each of these 5 people and how much they were loved by someone else who wasn't on that bridge that day. Well, at one point, later in the book, another character, the abbess, says, listen to this. She says, but soon we shall die. And all the memory of those five who fell and who were loved, when we die, the memory of those five will have left the earth, and we ourselves shall be loved for a while and forgotten. But the love will have been enough. All those impulses of love return to the love that made them. There is a land of the living and a land of the dead, and the bridge is love, the only survival, the only meaning. St. Paul says, these three things abide, faith, hope, and love, and the greatest of these is love. You see, love is what lasts beyond the grave. Whether you die on a bridge in Peru or in your bed, what survives is the love that God has given and shown to you. The love that you experience in your lives from each other, from your family, from your parents, from your children, because it comes from God. True love does. True love shown to you by the sacrifice of Christ on the cross and the forgiveness of sins that wins for you and the eternal life that love wins for you forever. And as the abbess says, that impulse of love that comes down to you through the cross and is expressed to you through God's Word and through His sacraments of baptism and Holy Communion and the love of Christians in your life returns to God through you, through each and every one of you. When you return to God and you stay there with Him eternally, that's what eternal life is all about. That's God's gift of love for you. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. The offering will now be received.